Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And I'm excited to talk to you today about something that I think is important. I think it's something that we all share. And you may not call it this, but it's certainly something that we all do. And I call it energy dips. Okay? Energy dips. And energy dips happen when you're just kind of, you know, going along, and then all of a sudden you're not. So I want to start by reading to you from the Daily Word, which, as you know, is a Unity publication. And it's on the subject of energy. I am recharged by the life energy of God. Just as I revitalize my energy each day with exercise, proper rest, and nutritious food, I remember to recharge my spiritual batteries as well. I take time to feel the divine life that animates me. This God energy courses through every atom, molecule, and cell of my body. I can look to nature to see this life force in action. As I become receptive to the world around me, I absorb the life essence that is circulating in all the radiant, abundant forms of natural beauty. This heightens my vibration and energizes my emotions and my thoughts. My heart grows light as I grow in awareness of this spiritual presence within me. With each breath I take, I feel more relaxed, more present to the truth that I am alive and filled with energy. So, energy is who we are. Energy is what forms us. Energy is what gives us the power to get out of bed in the morning, to brush our teeth, to comb our hair, right? We are energy, and all around us is energy. And one of the things about energy that we know is that it vibrates at different levels. And so what I want to talk about today is how, and I know you've had this experience because we've all had this experience, where you get out of bed and you feel great. You know, you're feeling really good. You go, you take your shower, you're doing your hair, you know. Ladies, you know, we will put our face on and put on some great clothes and we feel good and we look good and we smell good and we are ready to start our day, right? And we're just really feeling a good vibe. And we head out the door and we go about our day and we start getting it going. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and we don't know how this happens, why this happens, we get an energy dip. What is that? We start feeling not so great. We went from this high moment of feeling, whoa, I can take on the world, I'm ready, to, I'm a little sad. I'm a little blue. And it's confusing because it's like, where'd that come from? Right? And it could start with something as simple as you got backed up in traffic. You got a call from your kid's school and they said, hey, we need to talk to you. They put too much caramel in your coffee. You know, it could be any small thing that kind of set that off. And then you're saying, I'm kind of feeling a little blue here. Well, that is an energy dip. That is when you've allowed a thought or a situation to come in and change your vibration. And so what you need to do to correct that, because it is a constant occurrence for all of us, because we're all humans and we're all having good days and bad days and ups and downs, and right? So we have to figure out how we want to choose. You see that, right? You see, I didn't say control, but choose the energy that we want to experience, right? So the first way in doing that is stop and figure out, where did this come from, right? Where did this blue moment come from? I was riding such a high. Where did this blue moment come from? And if you honestly stop and give that some pause and give that some question, you will get an answer. And it could be something as simple as, just for that fleeting moment, you thought about a loved one who's passed and it made you a little blue. It could be that you thought of some unkind comment that a person made to you last week. And you know, you have those moments when you say, boy, I wish, you know, I should have said this to him, right? Well, you know, that moment's gone, but it still lives on in our head. You know, and it'll come back when we're riding this great high. It'll come back where, yeah, you should have said that, right? And then that moment takes your energy down, just in that moment. So the first thing to do is to focus on, what was that shift? Where did that shift occur? And why did that shift occur? And then the next thing I want you to do is I want you to thank the universe for the opportunity to choose to stay on your energy high. Does that sound crazy? It's not. You see, because you decide, you are in control. See, most people, what happens is they are feeling great. They get this energy dip. And then they go with it. They go with this sad blue feeling. So whereas they started out their morning really great, the energy dip comes, and then for the rest of the day, they're blue and they're down and they're not feeling good and they're unhappy and the world is me, right? Because they go with it. They allow that dip to take over and they just ride it out. But that's not what you have to do. That's a choice. So what I'm telling you is, when that energy dip comes, because it will, choose to stay on your high. Thank you, universe, for this opportunity for me to continue to grow, because I'm choosing to stay on my high. I'm choosing to stay up in my vibration. I'm choosing to continue to look at the world through the glasses half full experience. And so that's what I want you to know today. I want you to know that you are going to continue, as long as you are a human being on this earth planet, to have energy dips. It is guaranteed. You're going to have them. But the more that you control them by choosing to stay up, they will come with less frequency, because they don't have an impact on your life. So, think about that today as you go through your day, and I want you to be mindful of how you're feeling, you know? And let's reverse this real quick. Let's say you start out and you're not feeling so great. You know, not every day we jump out of bed feeling like 100, right? I can take on the day. Sometimes we literally have to drag ourselves out of that bed. So then you flip it. Still thank the universe, because now I am again, what? Choosing to go to my high, to go to a higher vibration, to feel better, to look at the world through the glasses half full and not half empty. And the way you do that is you switch your mindset. Why am I feeling so blue? Why am I dragging myself out of bed? Oh, I know. I stayed up way too late last night watching movies. Or I, you know, had one cocktail extra, and boy, is that banging in my head right now. There's a reason, right? There's a reason you're kind of feeling mopey. Turn that around. Decide for yourself, I'm going to turn that around. What I want to leave you here today knowing is that you have a choice. You don't have to just ride any emotion that comes to you, right? You have a choice in how you want to view the world and how you want to feel each and every day. So embrace the power of your choice. Embrace the power of your choice. So I'm hoping that this episode is something for you to think about and something for you to kind of decide, does this work for me? Right? Does this work for me? Does this fit in for me? And I hope that it does, because I think as you experience seeing the world from a higher energy plane, everything around you will start to respond to that. Everything, your relationships at your workplace, your relationships in your home, your relationships with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, all of that will start to respond to the way you are viewing the world. So just think about it and be mindful of it. And I hope that you will return. I certainly would like that. We have a lot of future episodes that I want to share with you. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.